Day 48, Destiny's Secret. Destiny was quickly beginning to become something I simply ignored. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 193, I hope you never have to get to the place where destiny is something you just don't ever want to consider. What a tragic and hopeless place it is when things have gone so strangely wrong in life that it is actually more appealing to settle for the blandness of a day-to-day existence rather than living for something greater in your life. If that is where you are today, boy, can I ever sympathize with you and relate to what you're experiencing. Look, I wish I could share with you the magic formula for getting out of the malaise you're in right now. Truth is, there is no magic formula. Yeah, I know it looks like there must be one as you compare your life to the lives of much less qualified and less competent people around you who just seem to ooze destiny. All I know is that those people aren't as together as you think, and you are not as hopeless as you feel. I do have a secret I want to share with you, though. The secret is something that, if you really grab onto it and let the process it represents work itself in your life, things will change for you. The secret doesn't guarantee success, but it does promise a different perspective on destiny that just might make more sense than that which has failed us all so completely. The key to the secret is found in the following short Bible verse. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4, New King James Version. Mourning is an interesting process. If you have ever faced the death of a close loved one, you know what I'm talking about. When we mourn, we feel sorrow or grief. That sorrow and grief comes at us in stages that psychologists have carefully studied and meticulously defined. Books of all kinds have been written on the mourning process. What does mourning and the process it represents have to do with destiny and how you may be feeling right now? Great question. Let's take a look at the answer together. I believe that much of the hopelessness we feel from time to time when life isn't working out quite the way we thought it would is actually coming as a result of the mourning process. Each time something comes against us that makes it look like our destiny is out of reach, I believe that we're actually experiencing something akin to a death in our lives. Live long enough and you will come to realize that the death of a dream, or even death of part of a dream, can impact us just about as profoundly as the death of a loved one. Mourning can be something that we need to go through for even those things that work to victimize us in this life. This is especially the case when we are faced with mourning the prospect of losing the vision of our destiny. I love the promise of today's Bible verse. It says, blessed are those in the mourning process because they will be comforted. Believe it or not, if you feel a bit lost and unsure of your destiny, you are considered blessed. I have to be honest, I could think of a lot of other kinds of blessing I'd rather have than being blessed with mourning. Truth is, I've lived out this promised blessing time and time again as I have had to go through the mourning process for lost loved ones and lost dreams alike. I know that I'll have to go to that blessed place again as I continue to live this life I have been given. So will you. Life will always have twists and turns that will make it necessary for us to be comforted as a result of mourning loss. My suggestion, give in to the process. You are going to go through it whether you know mourning is what you are doing or not. Stop looking for the shortcut out and stop thinking this is where you will always be. Mourning is a process and all processes have an end. This too shall pass in your life. Rest in the fact that you are blessed and that though it can be hard to feel it, you are being comforted by God Himself. If you can relate to the heaviness that you tangibly feel in your life as a result of life robbing you of something associated with some level of goodness in your life, know this, you have been victimized by that loss. Now is the time to let the mourning process do what it does best, bless and comfort you. This happens as you move into a space where a different perspective of destiny might just unleash you into bigger and better things in this life. The key is movement. Move through the process as quickly as you are led to do so. It is when we believe our identities are defined by the losses in this life that mourning is stopped and victim thinking is the result. God's comfort is for you, the victor. Let His comfort bless you as you deal with the losses that this life will offer up from time to time.